For the past hour, just saying everything opposite to me, so shut up.
Because you're wrong.
I just love the way that you cling to your narrow-minded hippie views.
You're changing here, so here you are.
Why should we demonize the enemy?
Because they're the enemy. Because they want to kill us. W on the phone, Medford 91.5 FM. It has been a long, long time since that theme has been heard on these airwaves. It's the old HB Inc. radio theme, and that can only mean one thing, that it is time, once again, for your holiday season to be painted with the festive colors of blood red and jealousy green as we begin the fifth annual HB Inc. Christmas Music Battle.
Yay!
Joining me here in the studio tonight are our celebrity judges, Mr. Rob Petillo and Mr. Tony Moschetto. Gentlemen, pleasure to have you both back.
Good to be here.
How are we doing tonight?
Awesome.
Yeah, good times.
I got to get that thing. What we don't have in the studio right now is Paul Day, who just texted me and said he'd be here at 7. Ooh. It is now 7:03, and Paul is...
How long do we have till?
We can only assume 9 o'clock. Assume he's on his way.
Penalty points, like in tennis and... running track if you
I think there should be. I really think there should be. But, I'm going to try and keep everything as fair as I possibly can because I don't want to win this thing out of favoritism. And for those of you who have been following this contest, this began back in 2005 as an argument between Paul and myself over who had better taste in Christmas music. Mm. And so we had a little throwdown. And Robbie was one of the judges that year, along with Nick D'Amico. And we've been doing this every year around Christmas time ever since. And after 5 years, we're tied. After 5 years, it is a dead heat tie. So the hope is that that this year is the year that I finally get to declare my dominance.
Maybe. We'll see.
So
we shall see.
We shall. So we got a little time while we wait for, if Paul doesn't show up at all, I think I win by default is the way that works.
Not necessarily.
But in the meantime, back again this year, Tony Moschetto. What do you mean not necessarily?
Well, if you play like a Blues Traveler tune.
We already went through the Blues Traveler tune last year.
Paul not even being here would still
win.
And
somebody can
still
represent Paul with his selections. I mean, just because he's not here, this isn't a verbal contest.
Yeah. That's true. Well, if we had his selections here, that would work.
Somebody could just
assume that they were his selections and pick out 10 songs.
Well, yeah, but then it would be picking stuff out of my music collection. And
not necessarily. There's a whole catalog around here we can cultivate from.
If you could actually find the Christmas music in here, which...
Or we could do some, if it was just him, we could do how a golf, you have to make the cut to win. Like, there'd be some, you'd have to get a certain amount of points to be declared the winner.
I'm going to have to get some new judges, I think, is what's going to happen.
Just trying to be fair.
If we go to year six, there will be new judges on this. So anyway, Tony Moschetto, back again this year. How you doing?
Fantastic.
You've been collecting for Toys for Tots for the last...
We had a toy drive last night and went pretty good.
How'd we do?
We did good. We got a couple of boxes.
Nice.
About 3 bags full of stuff. They were very happy.
Very nice.
They were very happy at the Pettingill House.
That's excellent.
Salisbury.
Excellent.
I was telling the show before, had a very touching moment with a woman when I dropped off the toys. She was there. I don't know what she was doing there, but she was leaving.
Is this an exclusive to this show? Or is this the story you told in the last show?
It was a story I told last
show. Great, Derek, huh?
Maybe someone
You've
wasn't
heard it
turned
here
in.
Second.
Yes.
You want to continue it?
Yes, please. Because everyone who listens to Chris Earl's show, Time Travel 5 to 7 on Wednesdays, excellent program, goes away. It's
listening. Anyway, some lady started crying when I dropped off the toys. She said, I used to be able to do that too.
Ooh, wow.
And I said, well, you'll be back.
Yeah. That's the kind of Christmas everyone's having this year, isn't it?
It's so just say like, to Milan Lucic, "You'll be back. Don't worry about it, buddy."
I used to have money.
Saying like an injured hockey player. Suck it up.
I used to have money. I remember what that was like. I used to be able to help others.
I would love to, for you to bring toys to my house and give me a little, "Hey, buckle up, soldier. Next year, kid, you'll be back." You had an off year. You had 208s in a row.
So, Robbie, what have you been doing with yourself this holiday season?
Last night, I had no toys for Todd. So it was weed for Bobby.
Nice. Is that a charity program we can all take part in?
If you want.
Is there a mailing address for this?
You'd wig out. Oh, Derek. I can't handle this. I got to go home. I need water. Don't touch me.
I've survived a Patriots game with Scotty Lombardo. I think I can survive smoking a little fun with you.
Besides that, Derek's on the phone.
He's got a call. Is it Paul Day, you think?
No. He hasn't even said anything yet.
No.
Nope. Oh, it's a wrong number.
It's one of the students saying, "Do I have it?"
See, Chris Earl broke one of the cardinal rules of WMFO.
What?
Played a Jethro Tull song, and now we're going to be getting calls all night long.
For
Jethro Tull.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Who the heck?
That was the second time he's called.
Listens to Jethro Tull.
People? People like the Tull.
Oh, my God.
So you were
not that eventful.
Enjoying some festive green last night would be
turning out albums, making video. I mean, nothing that's going to sound any different than the last 4 years we've done this. Just doing my thing. Odd jobs, temp jobs,
everything
clerical.
But donating toys.
Yeah,
And the charity was a little low this year.
But you remember when you used to be able to do that?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I remember when I used to pay for other people's meals.
You'll be back.
See?
Thank you.
Tony's got the right words of encouragement. I think that should be the theme.
Yeah, that should be the theme
of Christmas 2009. You'll be back.
You'll be back.
Don't worry about it.
You'll be back.
It's all coming back around eventually.
No, Robbie, Quiet Desperations, it's awesome.
Yeah, you got that little thing has been going this year.
Yeah, I mean, might as well document it, but been living a life of quiet desperation, as Thoreau put it. But yeah, no, it's a reality sitcom and incorporates so many amazingly talented comedians and musicians from the Boston area, including Tony, who plays the Taz on there, which is a corruptible DJ who now does college radio and stuff. So.
Derek is kind of like the Taz.
Except that I'm completely incorruptible is the problem. It's just like I am above reproach. That's what my entire personality is built around, is you got to trust me because I can't be bought.
Yeah. Well, we based it loosely on you, the Taz.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, we still had the feel of college radio, Pedro the Lion. Yeah.
But see, that's
Pedro
but,
the Lion. What's the other?
Where does
Neutral Coke Hotel, Milk Hotel.
Where does college radio sound like that? Because most of the shows on this station sound like, hi. We just played some music.
Well, the Taz is.
I got finals.
Used to work for AAF.
Finals are coming up. I'm gonna need a sub for my show next week.
Should and just do the show like that. I like that.
We're gonna play some more music. It's not all that bad. There's a lot of very, very excellent programming.
Oh, look at you. Always a diplomat.
Well, yeah, I mean, I have to, but it's just every now and again you tune in and you're like, what is going on over here? You know? I mean, we have training sessions so that people understand what they're supposed to do.
Do you train anybody yet?
Yeah, I had a crop of eager young freshmen in here earlier this year learning how to do radio.
That must have been hilarious.
It was during a show I was doing with Brian, so they all walked out and immediately became Republicans.
Oh,
which was a very touching moment.
Nice.
Very touching moment. We all looking forward to the free health care we're getting next year?
I don't have a TV anymore.
Where'd the TV go?
Did it pass?
Well, not yet, but it's going to.
I have free health care.
Oh, well, then you're all set.
Is it going to affect the state? Like my state-run health care that I have now?
Probably not.
Oh, that's good. I like it.
Probably not.
So where do you go to sign up for it?
I don't know. I think there'll be something in the mail.
Yeah? And you get it for free? Is that legitimate?
Well, I mean, if you can pay for it, you're going to have to pay for it. If you can't pay for it...
I can't pay for it.
Well, then you get something for free.
Okay, cool.
That's not bad.
Yeah, if you make under a certain amount of areas.
Oh, finally. Like, Grizzly Adams just wandered into the studio.
Oh, my God.
Again? Again? You broke your leg again? Oh, you broke your leg earlier this year.
Well, last year.
Last year. Was that last year?
Well, actually, it was earlier
this year. Yeah, it was earlier this year. I remember that. Paul broke his leg this year.
Wow.
Actually broke his foot off.
So don't yell at me.
Well, I have to yell at you because I'll be there at 7. It's now 7:12.
Yeah, it's 7:12.
And we're docking you points is really...
Derek's already up one zip.
Are we docking him points? I think we should dock him points.
No, listen to him. No!
I broke my leg. I need your pity. I'm handicapped.
I'll tell you what, if it's a tie, then Derek wins.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
Is that where we're... Is that,
that's what we'll do.
There we go. Here we go. So we've got Paul's
CD. You
can't
tie, Paul.
We've got Paul's CD. We've got
you're
my
gonna have
iPod.
To play the list. Oh boy!
Paul actually did break his leg earlier this year, and it was kind
everybody believed him.
Kind of hilarious. the circumstances of that. Have you shared that with the WMFO audience yet, Paul? How that came to happen?
How I broke my leg?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do I get a microphone or do I just kind of?
You can share.
You take this one.
You know what?
No, don't be selfish.
Should share with somebody. If you'd been here on time, you would have got a microphone.
Yep.
Then somebody else would have gotten screwed.
Oh, that looks good.
Doesn't it?
Did you make two of those?
Did I bring some for everybody? No, I'm selfish.
No, I didn't say everybody. I said two.
Two?
Just another bottle.
Well, see, Paul may be selfish, but I actually went out and got gifts.
I don't. I want liquids.
For all the participants.
Oh, thank you.
In this year's show. What? So
wow,
we got some nice Lindor truffles here for everybody. It's
nice.
A gift that says, "I hope you don't have diabetes." Is what that is.
Why are they going to have trouble with the packages with their bloated diabetic fingers?
No, I'm saying if you have diabetes and you eat that, you're not going to be around. For
Too much I thought because they were monsters with their bloated, fat diabetic fingers, it might be hard with the package.
Well, there's that problem too. Uh-huh. So,
you did that on purpose.
So, Paul Day, okay,
have the first sippy.
Yes. What?
Can I have the first sippy?
Do you have herpes?
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
Do I?
I heard that.
From who?
On the internet.
Should we just start this over again from the top and just pretend the last 14 minutes didn't happen? Nah. Hey, Paul.
Hi.
Nice to have you back in the studio.
Hi.
Good to see you.
Hi.
How's the leg?
It hurts like hell!
Why?
Because I broke it.
Yeah, but it's healed now.
What's Tony looking for?
Kind of.
Hasn't it?
Paper.
Kind of.
Hasn't the bone grown around? Hasn't the bone grown around the pin yet?
Oh, you mean the metal rod on my leg?
Yes.
I'm made of titanium.
I know. He's got like a bionic leg now. You can like shoot his leg and he'll live.
Suck it.
His leg deflects bullets.
Suck it anything. We're all in a good mood.
All right.
Yeah. Can I have a sippy?
No. You can have half a Dorito if you want it.
I want half a Dorito. Liquids.
Why do I do this every year? It winds up being the question. Why?
Thankless.
I know why. It's because the holidays are about a great many things.
Oh, he's gone.
But more than anything else, the holidays are about competition.
Yeah.
And showing up your fellow man.
Mm-hmm.
That is really the spirit of Christmas that we aim to capture with this every year.
It's true.
And we've been unable to do that. And tonight needs to be the night when we actually succeed in declaring someone a better man. Preferably the man who does not... This is number five.
This is number five. We've been doing this 5 years.
5 years.
That's crazy.
5 years. Hard to believe.
Seriously.
That beard was just stubble when we started doing this show.
I didn't have this beard when we started this show.
That's why I say it
no,
was just
No, when we started
stubble.
The show,
oh, I get it. That was clever.
He was in your position where he was running the show.
That's true.
And you were the wild outlaw.
That's right.
And then that's what happened. He became wild and you became in charge.
And the show has been so much better ever since, I think. What? Oh, no.
Synthetic!
No.
I'm not going to play stuff on my laptop.
Are you playing stuff on your laptop?
No, I just gave you the CD.
Okay. So we're good with it. What are you doing with the laptop? What are you doing with a laptop? Why do we need a laptop?
Because I'm going to masturbate while we do this.
Okay. I just wanted to be sure. I just need to know that I'm not under investigation.
No,
so,
no.
the rules of the competition are dreadfully simple.
Ding, ding.
Paul and I each will play a single Christmas song. Robbie and Tony will decide which one they like better. I'm going to need a piece of paper to... Oh, never mind. I got a notebook in my pocket. And at the end of the night, whoever wins the most rounds takes the whole thing home.
Is that notebook in your pocket, or are you just glad to see me?
No, that's a notebook in my pocket. Paul, somebody had to say it, didn't they?
Ooh, it's stubby.
This is so good, the chocolate you gave us.
I love it.
Stubby notebook.
I love that stuff. Well, it fits in the pocket beautifully, which is a nice thing.
Everyone has beards except me.
So,
Oh, yeah.
This is true.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? I thought Italians were hirsute.
No, I like to shave.
Oh, you like to shave?
Yeah.
Seriously?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
Yes, you checking? Do. Just admit it.
Spirit of honesty?
I don't want to. I just don't want to go full on beard.
Shaving is like the high point of your morning. You wake up and you're like, gotta shave.
I like a smooth face.
See?
Not me.
No, me
I don't
either.
Have a chin. I look like a monster.
Yep. Well, no. Well, you know that works. But you're doing it to make to enhance the chin that you have. I got this to hide the extra chin that I have.
Oh,
so
you don't look like a monster, man.
Really?
And Paul's got that just so he can look like a man, which is challenging for him in a lot of situations.
Looks like Robbie lost a little weight too.
What? Well, that's because
he's buff.
It's because of the temp work. Don't worry, Robbie. You'll be back.
Stop it. Can I have a sippy before we go to the first song?
I've got some smart... If you want my smart water, you can have...
I don't want a smart water. I want that sugar coffee fun thing that I can take some sippies from.
No.
I don't want your smart water. Who's
not
smart to get water in the first place?
He's not sharing his Starbucks tasteless. Cappuccino. So I just want to check in before we get going with this. Am I dealing with...
You're in. You're checked.
Am I dealing with Scrooges or Fezziwigs tonight?
What?
What does that mean?
Are we Scrooges or are we Fezziwigs? You know a Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
You know
I didn't know about the Fezziwigs.
Fezziwig, Mr. Fezziwig, was Scrooge's boss when he was a young man who loved Christmas.
Oh, I thought that was Marley.
And threw that huge party every year.
Okay. It's the San Francisco version.
Which is Comedy Studio Party.
Yes. Yeah. Rick Jenkins is our Fezziwig. Yeah.
And then who's the Scrooge?
Well,
Rick Canavan?
No, Scrooge is Scrooge. But I'm just saying, like, is our emotional state of each of us closer to Scrooge or Fezziwig?
Oh, I'm Scroogey.
You're Scroogey?
I'm going to have an awful Christmas.
I'm in between. I'm 50. Yeah.
All right, so you're, like, split in the middle. You're
95.
Scroogey-wig.
Yeah, I'm Scroogey-wig.
Paul?
I'm the elf little spiteful.
Okay, so you're on the Scroogey.
So I kind of have to do Christmas, so I have to fake it.
All right, so you're a total Scrooge.
No, you don't know that I'm a total Scrooge.
Semi-Scrooge?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm on the Fezziwig side of things.
More like a Toll House Scrooge, I think.
Absolutely on the Fezziwig side of things. So, in that spirit, Paul, I will let you play the first song tonight as we are tied. So give me a track number, and we'll get this thing going.
Ooh, gosh. I'm going to start off... Oh, excellent. They didn't put track numbers on here when you do this.
No. Do you need a pen so that you can order them?
Let's just go with number one, and I'll... write it from there.
Wow.
You sure?
Yeah.
Wow.
28 tracks he's got here. I only brought in 22. Just saying. Doesn't mean anything.
I have a substitution, by the way.
Last Temptation of Christmas 2005 is about to begin. Round one.
Ding, ding.
Paul Day selection.
Christmas is a fun time. It is a fun time every December. It is also a joy month. I like this holiday a lot.
Merry Christmas. Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
Christmas is a fun time to get gifts. People stay home for the holidays. They spend time with their children. That's what it is all about.
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
We'll be right back.
Christmas makes people feel right at home. Christmas gives me harmonization. Christmas is Jesus Christ's birthday. That's what it is all about in the mix.
Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas!
Rock over London, rock out Los Angeles, all state, you're in good hands.
Kill a tree for Christ, it's such a festive sacrifice.
Wrench it from the ground, in the name of glad tradition.
Throw it in the trunk, and tie it down with cords of bungee.
You'll need the needles every year, 'cause you're a Christmas junkie.
I said chop that puppy, stick it on the stand, smother it with tinsel, gotta understand. I said saw that puppy for the holy man. Come New Year's Day, just throw it in the can. Just throw it in the can. Just throw it in the can.
What you say?
Just throw it in the can.
Just throw it away.
Just throw it in the can. Just throw it in the can.
The Aztecs killed their lambs. The Mayans killed their precious virgins. The Muslims don't like cameras. It's religious superstition. So kill a tree for Christ. It's such a festive sacrifice.
We'll celebrate with sugar plums for all the stumps in Christendom.
Kill a Tree for Christ, that was Celtic Elvis. And before that, we heard Wesley Wills with Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Merry.
That's good stuff. I like it. Let's see what the judges have to say. Tony, we'll go to you first.
Well, this came down to a homeless guy with recording equipment.
Okay, okay.
And gay men's choir trying to be edgy. And what the hell does throw it in the can when they talk? What do they mean? They mean the Christmas tree or something else?
Yeah, really, I think they're talking about the Christmas tree at the end of the season. All is right. You just throw it in the trash when you're done with it.
Okay, no, you don't throw it. You never throw it in a can. No, we're talking about something else, I think.
Sorry, I'm
they'll be back.
I really should keep my mouth shut because the judges need to speak. But.
And then in the first song, it reminded me of a character that I see on Tim and Eric's Awesome Show. Awesome Job. Did you ever see that show?
Yeah.
Black dude that does ventriloquism.
Ooh, that is Wesley Willis.
Is that? No, is it?
What? No, he's dead.
But he's like that dude.
But, yeah, it's striking.
Kind of like the sense of humor of the people who put that show together.
Oh. I love that show.
Ooh. Wow, okay.
But I'm going to go with you, Derek, on this one.
Mm.
I'm going to go on that one. I think it was a little cleverer.
I'm a sucker for Wesley Willis. I have to go with Paul. I mean, it was catchy. One of his more unique compositions, you know. I mean, I love the synth solo. So I'm gonna have to
synth solo that went on for about a minute and a half of a 3-minute song,
as all good synth solos should.
After like the first 10-15 seconds, you're like, oh, I get it. Just a crazy guy singing.
Yeah.
The same.
Nothing to get. I mean, when music hits home, when it has heart, when it's timeless, there's nothing to get. I mean, Flight of the Conchords is something to get, to understand, to get bored with. Wesley Willis is timeless.
No, I mean, it is. It's very straightforward. It's very outsider. It's very raw, very basic. I mean, I like the song. Good song. But that synth solo was just a little bit too much for me.
It was very amateur-y.
Well,
I bet you didn't like Philip Glass either.
Who?
Philip Glass.
Was he
Steve Reich?
No, because Philip Glass is deliberately like that.
So is Wall. What do you think? He just like set it on.
What do you think? He's Ronco Rotisserie, set it and forget it?
I think he ran out of lyrics at one point and just said, we'll keep the synth going until
I feel like I'm at an alternative comedy show when I hear that song. It's like, I'm being silly up here. And all the hipsters laugh.
I found it critical to the synth solo was critical.
See, we've now discovered the deep hidden truth, which is the fact that Rob is a hipster.
Me?
Yes.
Oh.
Despite all of his outward attempts to appear otherwise, he's just a hipster.
I didn't want to get labeled tonight.
We know Paul's a hipster.
I'm far from a hipster.
Oh, you're such a hipster.
I'm a hipster.
You're an aging hipster. That's the worst kind.
Oh, no. No.
How am I a hipster?
With your iconoclastic, you know, kooky taste in music.
Yeah, like my shows just consist solely of quirky music.
Guys,
you haven't listened to my show lately,
guys.
Have you?
Guys,
it's all ABBA now.
No, it's all political talk now.
It's all ABBA.
I replaced the music with Brian Joyce.
He sings?
No.
Oh.
He talks.
Okay.
And when he talks, people don't listen. No, I'm kidding about that, too.
No. Look at you.
That's the sort of thing I can't
he's
be
listening
saying.
Right
kidding
now.
About it. I know he's listening right now. tears are flowing into his Guinness right now. And it is 729 WMFO Medford. So round one is a tie.
Yep.
Round one, we're dead even. And before we can get to round two, I'm going to play a couple things that will keep the FCC off of our backs for at least the next 35 minutes. And that are somewhat festive. I don't think that's what we were looking for. Oh, that's, you know what? That's the CD. Hey, the CD player doesn't turn off when you hit the button anymore.
You want me to fill up that air? Folks, if you've been in an auto accident, call the law for... Sorry. Can we do that one more time for the PSA?
Sure.
Folks,
we got live copy here.
In an auto accident, let the defendant know you mean business. No, wait a minute. The prosecution, right?
No.
One more time.
Folks,
if you've been in an auto accident, let the prosecution know you mean business. Call the law offices of Jim J. Sokolov. Sokodak.
And if you're thinking about getting in an auto accident or thinking of driving this holiday season, you might want to listen to this first.
Hi, I'm the guy who played saxophone for Bruce Springsteen.
Not
I
have you. To say that.
What a rough week at work. I can't believe we got to travel 100 miles to your parents for Thanksgiving. I'm bushed.
We've got to be there no later than 4 o'clock. Dinner's at 5:30, and the whole family's going to be there. Are you okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm all right. We'll stop for coffee if I get too sleepy.
Don't turn the Thanksgiving holiday into a tragedy. Being drowsy behind the wheel can lead to inattentive driving, or you could fall asleep and cause a crash, resulting in loss of life or serious injury for you, your family, or someone else who is simply sharing the road. If you're too sleepy, it may be too late.
What are you doing? You almost got us killed! Pull over! I'll drive!
Thanksgiving should be a happy time. Don't mess it up by driving drowsy. Be well rested and stay alert. Don't be among the New Jersey residents who die each year by falling asleep at the wheel. This message from the New Jersey Division of Highway Traffic Safety, the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and this station.
I'm Randy Travis. Before the appearance of Red, people didn't think twice about drinking and driving. Well, all that has changed now. More and more people are getting hip to the fact that friends don't let friends drink and drive. Choose a designated driver and have a safe and happy holiday season.
You've never seen an angel.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
I'll tell you something. Every holiday season, I get down on my knees and I thank the Lord for giving us Randy Travis to tell us that we should think about drinking and driving. Because people just weren't thinking about it before Randy Travis came along
before
and said something.
Before the 1980s, before Matt, everybody was drinking and driving.
We've got a suggestion here from Joel, which is a very, very good one. I've heard...
Sidewalk driver are crazy, man, so it's probably going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I've heard this, and it is crazy, and it is fun, and we will get this on before the end of the show tonight. Okay, what is 7:32? This is HB Inc. Radio, believe it or not. See, you missed the start of the show tonight.
You're saying it's HB?
This is an HB Inc. broadcast, man.
Oh,
it's you and me. I even played the old theme at the top of the show, which you would have heard if you'd been here on time.
I know, I'm sorry.
Which you weren't. Robbie was here on time.
Yeah, I was here early.
Wait, no, I'm sorry.
He'll be back.
I was going to do no guilt trip today.
Yeah. Well, I'm guilt tripping you instead.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I won't be guilt tripped.
You must be guilt tripped because you've broken the cardinal rule of radio, which is you showed up late.
What, Joe? What? As far as FCC fines, when can we start cussing?
If we were on the internet, just on the internet, you could be cussing right now.
Yeah, but we're on the air, so there'll be no cussing.
We don't need to cuss to have a good time. Those proof points.
And I just want to say that week that we were internet only was a very, very fun week on this particular show.
Oh, my God.
because I think it was – I waited until 7:30. This is one of the highlights of this year. Our transmitter went down for a week.
Why?
What do we know why the transmitter went down? It just died of old age, right?
Yeah, it just died a slow, painful – painful death.
Needed a new hamster is what the hamster in the wheel. Like,
yeah,
the hamster died. And we had to get a new
hamster's
one.
Hamster's life expectancies aren't that long.
Yeah, so we had to get a new hamster, and so we were internet only, and I didn't tell Brian this, and so the first half hour of the show is completely normal, and then at 7:30, I just started swearing.
Yeah,
and Brian was like, "Oh my God, what are you doing? You can't do that!" And I'm like, "We're web only, man. We can do whatever we want." And from there, the show just turned into a nightmare.
I started right after we played the On the Town theme. I didn't even wait.
Yeah. Well, we could say a thing or two about a certain lyric in the On the Town theme.
Well, yeah, but you know,
which
nobody,
is
nobody knows that
buried in the production somewhere. Anyway, we are on to round two of the Christmas battle. And let me cue something up here because I think we need actual songs so that we can do this thing. One of the things I did this year, because we've been...
Are you like going to rob a bank or something? Are you doing Jesse James with your shirt over your mouth?
I'm just trying to exist here. Just let me exist.
I'm just asking, man.
Jeez, I didn't know people were
if
watching
I
me.
Valuables,
what, you got all these tools to look at. Don't look at me. Can I have a sippy?
No.
Okay.
You're not getting any of his Frappuccino over there.
I don't need your herpes.
It's not even the bottle. It's not even the good Frappuccino. It's the
bottle.
Give
him the last sip.
I'll give him the last
sip. Yeah, give him the last sip.
No, I don't want the last sip.
No, you get
the. Then I'm going to get his gonosyphilades all over my mouth. Look at that mess he has down there.
So one of the things I did is I went back through, as I do every year, everything that we've played on
yeah,
this
Yeah, you do, Johnny OCD.
Well, because one of the rules is...
Life loves you. Honey, I think we got our mixtape we can send to 98.5.
One of the rules is... One of the rules of this contest is we can't ever duplicate anything.
That's what you tell your wife. I have to go through this. One of the rules.
So... So to avoid doing that, I had to go through and see what we played in the past. And what I found
you
was...
You love it.
What I found is that there's some good stuff that we left out, and this is one of those tracks that I...
Wait
really,
a minute. So this isn't the second round?
This is the second round.
Okay. So we're counting this.
And we're counting this. I go first in this round.
Paul's not even paying attention. This guy's trying to slide things under the waiver wire.
No, not at all.
This might have not been the second song, and then if it was good, he would have put it in.
Nope. This is round two. I was going
to... Okay,
so I'm just giving it a little talk up because this is one of my very favorite Christmas songs. I'm amazed I haven't played up to this point. So how about a little Donny Hathaway?
Trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside's blazing bright. We're caroling through the night, and this Christmas, we're
presents and cards are here. My world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes outshine the town they do. This Christmas, fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. Shake a hand, shake a hand now. The fireside is blazing bright. Brother, Merry Christmas.
Riding a sleigh he calls Rosebud. His mansion word. You once had a wonderful life, then you lost all your money, you cracked up your car, you yelled at your favorite wife. You go to bed and you wait for Jacob Marley. He comes to make you feel brave, but under his cloak he is nothing but smoke and a finger that points at your grave. Christmas is interesting, like a knife in your heart. Christmas is interesting, how it tears you apart. Christmas is interesting, like a stick in your eye. It's so freaking interesting that it might make you cry.
Well, there was a cheery holiday sentiment right there. That was Christmas is Interesting by Jonathan Colton, and before that we had Donny Hathaway with This Christmas. So we'll go to the judges. Robbie, you get to go first this time.
Well, I mean, I have to go with Paul again on two fronts. That one, he brought
two
in,
fronts. Two.
Yeah. The first part, that he brought in the first ironic Christmas song, you know, which, you know, is going to ruin whoever else later on tonight tries to pull out the Christmas is cool but not really card. He's already done that in the second round.
Boom, baby.
So, I mean, it's a good song. It's one of the better ones that is, you know, Christmas is cool, but not really. The first one, I don't understand what the guy was saying in the chorus.
It's a jiggly Christmas.
Yeah, we were
it's
all...
It's about getting laid at the holidays. That's really kind of hard to miss.
Well, then even worse, that doesn't happen to me, you know? Yeah. I mean, that's he might as well talk about the Tooth Fairy a little bit more, you know? Yeah. I mean, Santa Claus and getting laid are both fictional things that... You know, I mean, I can't relate to that song. I mean,
Tony,
I'm gonna go with you, Derek, on three fronts. On three fronts, I'm gonna top your two fronts. Paul Day in his coffee house douche song.
Oh, wow!
House douchery is what? Can I say that on the radio?
Oh, you absolutely can. Please do. Please do.
Coffee house douchery.
I mean, come on. I mean,
I hit a point listening to songs this Christmas where the sound of acoustic guitar made me violently angry.
Wait, how's this from any other day of the week?
There are times when I don't have anything against acoustic guitar, but when every single Christmas
time,
song that you listen to.
Can we just have a little flashback to last year when you, like, sucker punched me with some acoustic guitarist coming in? Oh, I got a little surprise for you, Paul.
Yeah. I just said I don't have anything against acoustic guitar.
Oh, yeah, I remember that guy.
But when you're sitting there listening to new Christmas music, and every single song that you play is...
I think he meant since then, since it didn't work last year, he's hated it.
No, not at all. It's a marvelous song. Anyway, back to Tony.
But like I said, it was that, you know... I forgot what I was going to say. I was going to say something.
You had three fronts.
Paul's.
You had three fronts.
All right. So,
about Paul's coffee house douchery.
All right. So it was douchery to the highest order.
No.
On Derek's song, three fronts. First, it was I the anti Wesley Willis. I that's to me. It brought me back to my youth because it was kind of reminded me of that 70s kind of Christmas special soundtrack.
Well, I don't want to remember my youth. I can't go there.
Yeah, same here.
And I liked it because I remember sitting around as a kid, my little PJs and
feety pajamas.
Probably, yeah, feety pajamas, cold sore on my lip.
Yeah.
Because it's winter.
Yeah.
And just.
Because it's just winter.
Eating popcorn and watching the TV. Yeah. And then they have a horn section in that song, and I'm a sucker for horn sections.
Okay.
So that's the.
It's Donny Hathaway, man. I mean, it's a good.
I'm not saying. And I'm not saying you're. I'm not saying that guy is not talented, that douche guy. it was a very clever song, you know, if you want to judge clever on that. But, you know. Both good tunes, but I liked the soul of...
You like Getting Laid for Christmas?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like the...
But apparently that's fictional, according to Robbie, so, you know.
Hey, whatever.
You know, you know what the thing is, Robbie?
I don't. I wouldn't be here if I knew what the thing
getting
was.
Laid, getting laid, it's like Santa Claus. You have to believe. If you believe, good things will come to you.
Yeah. The line has
I'm
been
not
drawn.
Looking for it. You know, I just want to sit back and read the Bible.
I'm just saying you got to believe, man.
Hey, the
That's
line
all.
Has been drawn in these first two rounds.
I know. Absolutely.
Scrooge versus Fizzywig tonight.
It's a very, very partisan even voting.
Get a room.
It's pretty easy to see who the Scrooges are in this situation, too.
Whoever makes a mistake is going to lose.
Yeah. Yep. This is like a classic classic pitcher's duel right here. And, Paul, it's you're up. So which track are we going with next?
I'm
going
to go for 15, I
Don't
believe.
Screw up.
Track number 15. This is round three of the Last Temptation of Christmas and Paul Day selection.
Good goodness.
Let's go, Daddy-o. 'Tis the night before Christmas, and here in my pad I'm coolin' it, Dad. Not even a rotor moves. My nylons are swinging by the chimney with much care. But what I'm wiggin' for can't fit there. All the neighbor cats are knocking some Z's with visions man-like, wow, presents flying through their heads. And I sit here dreaming in my overstuffed chair of my letter to Santa, baby. Hope it got there. For I wrote him a letter a few moons ago and posted northward through the crazy, crazy snow. I wasn't greedy as so many chicks are. No request for a TV star. I didn't ask for a trip to the left bank, man. Not even a mink to my poor little me. My wish was more simple by far than even a wish for a pink jaguar. I didn't write Santa that I wanted to ring. Diamond bracelet, not even things that swing like Kenton or Basie or the freshman four. I didn't want to ringside the hungry eye. Or do I wish to be like a bird and fly real, real high? I don't want diamond watches or rings, no such things. I don't even dig all the high thighs that swing and swing. Santa for just one thing. I fervently hope the old cat will bring. So hours before Christmas, alone in my pad, I'm dreaming of morning and going real, real mad. Santa, bring me a man.
Hey gang, you know it's getting awfully close to Christmas, and I've got a great idea. Santa is a busy man, as busy as can be. So let's help Santa and trim the Christmas tree.
Hi-ho, the Christmas tree, let's trim the Christmas tree. Let's help Santa and trim the Christmas tree. Now, what do we do?
Well, first we bring the tree inside and put it where we plan. Yes, bring in the Christmas tree and put it in the stand.
Bring in the tree.
Oh, that's a beautiful tree.
Easy now, right over here. Careful. Up she goes.
Oh.
Now make sure it's straight.
Yeah.
Now a little to the left. Good. Now back towards you.
Yeah, back a little.
A little more.
A little more.
Good, that's it.
That's it.
Now tighten the stand. Ah, good.
Now the tree is in the stand. Hi-ho, the Christmas tree. Let's trim the Christmas tree. Let's help Santa and trim the Christmas tree. Now what do we do?
Well, now the tree is in the stand and standing straight and bright. So let's get busy and put on all the lights.
Put on the lights.
Wait a minute. There's something you're forgetting.
Don't bother us now. We're busy. First, we've got to make sure that all the lights work.
You'll be sorry.
Plug them in and turn them on. Spread them out. Not too many of the same color there. Rearrange them. That's good. Don't change them.
Now the tree is in the stand. Got the lights on. They look grand. Hi-ho, the Christmas tree. Let's trim the Christmas tree. Let's help Santa and trim the Christmas tree. Now what do we do?
Well, now the tree is in the stand. The lights are shining bright. So let's hang the ornaments. Make sure we got them right.
Let's add the ornaments.
Aren't they?
Oh,
everybody be careful. They break very easily.
Wait a minute. There's something you're forgetting.
Please, hang them out near the ends of the branches.
You'll be sorry.
Put some big ones down near the bottom. Now we've got them.
Wait.
Now the tree is in the stand. Got the lights on. They look grand. Got the ornaments, they look fine. Hi-ho, the Christmas tree. Let's trim the Christmas tree. Let's help Santa and trim the Christmas tree. Now what do we do?
Well, there it stands, the lights are on. The ornaments look fine. Now let's add the tinsel to make it really shine.
Let's add the tinsel.
Give me a box of tinsel.
Now wait a minute, wait a minute. Forgetting something important.
Please.
But, okay.
Spread it evenly, everybody, like long ribbons of ice. There, I think we've got it.
Now,
doesn't that look nice?
Beautiful.
Now the tree is in the stand. Got the lights on, they look grand. Got the ornaments hung just right. Got the tinsel shining bright. Hi-ho, the Christmas tree. Let's trim the Christmas tree. Let's help Santa and trim the Christmas tree. Now what do we do?
Stop!
We forgot to put the star on top.
Oh!
I tried to tell you! We should have done that first.
Oh, well, things could be worse. Bring the ladder close to the tree, and up I go. Lean way over, you see? Oops, it's tottering. Make it stop. There. Now I've got the star on top.
Now the tree is in the stand. Got the lights on, they look grand. Got the ornaments hung just right. Got the tinsel shining bright.
Make sure you don't have to stop.
First you put the star on top.
Hi-ho, the Christmas tree. Let's trim the Christmas tree. Let's help Santa and trim the Christmas tree.
Now, you may do it differently, but it's fun to help Santa by trimming the tree. It looks so grand on Christmas Day. Now, before we go, we'd like to say,
Merry Christmas from Lime Material. 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 Merry Christmas from Lime Material.
Round three of the Last Temptation of Christmas of five. We just heard Line Material with Let's Trim the Christmas Tree.
What do I have in my hand?
And
a knife.
A knife.
Where am I placing that?
And before that was Beatnik's Wish with Patsy Ray.
Am I first this time?
Yeah. Yes, I believe you are first.
Sorry, here's the scenario.
Okay.
Manager walks out to the mound. He says, yeah. Derek, this guy can hit. Don't groove one to him. And guess what Derek does? Meatball right down the middle, way over the Green Monster, onto the pike. First mistake of the night, Derek. Okay?
Derek,
what the hell?
He's a powerful hitter. Don't pitch this, it over.
Not, you know, no, what do we do? How about kill my family? Like, I want to hear something like that twist to it. And there's no underlying, like, my wife drinks too much.
You know, I wanted to hear just
a nice, cheerful song about trimming the tree.
Derek, I want to see. I'd be more interested in what happens after the song is over and how they get along than that crap. That's the song they were playing. You know, the house with the mannequins in that test the atomic bomb?
Yeah.
I can see that under the video of that stuff exploding.
Wow.
Like, this is a bunch of bull crap. that our government is feeding us. That's not Christmas to me.
The lack of holiday cheer.
Derek, hit the showers. You're out of the game.
You're out of the game.
All day. Great job.
Can I just add that somebody online said that they hope the song ended with gunfire.
Yeah, it's snowing out right now, guys.
I'm saying.
The lack of holiday cheer in this room could be cut with a knife. Robbie?
Am I weak?
I don't even remember what Paul played, but Tony put it perfectly. I mean, you screwed up really bad. I mean, there was no payoff to the song.
There absolutely was. I mean, the star was missing. There's this whole dramatic plot line going through the whole thing. That,
no, I mean...
You know, I mean, the stakes
are... biggest problem they have that year... Oh, I forgot to put the star up. Sorry, honey.
I think there were Canadians involved with that production. And, you know, they don't have a lot of concerns up in Canada.
I don't know what Paul played.
They have health care.
It's people dying in the streets.
I don't know what it was about.
I could have played anything.
Yeah. I mean, at that point, he... Oh,
that is snow. Yikes.
Good Lord.
There's snow out there. We're making a white Christmas happen with this show. You know why it's snowing? Because I played that song, and Santa is now happy.
Yeah.
Not with any of you guys. Cole, in all three of those stockings.
I love Cole. I'm getting nothing this
year, Cole in those stockings.
Like Cole.
You want some Cole?
Yeah.
I can get you some Cole.
Yeah. Will you feed it to me like a mummy bird?
Oh, my God. It is 8 o'clock. This is WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM. And if it's 8 o'clock, this person on the phone is probably Mr. Nick Zeno. WMFO, you're on the air. Is this Nick?
Yes, it is. How
Nick Zeno, the reporter, founder of FunnyGrownHere.com, checks in with us every week at this time to let us know what is happening in the Boston comedy scene. Nick, what's happening in the Boston comedy scene?
A few good shows this week. We'll start with over at Giggles with an interesting lineup. Robbie Prince, Kelly McFarlane, and Brad Mastrangelo are all playing the same show Friday and Saturday. It's interesting to put all three of them together. It's kind of a different senses of humor, and all three have headlined around Boston before. Also, on December 20th, you've got the Improv Boston's Holiday Spectacular, which is going to feature sketch and holiday-themed different holiday-themed sketch and such. Rob Cantrell is playing on Friday over at Great Scott as part of the Gas. He played there over the summer, had a pretty good show there, and has released his new CD, Keep on the Grass. Reggie Williams, Dave Voss, and Tim Vargulish are also on that show.
Very cool.
Hey, Nick?
Yeah?
Pavel wants to know if you have your hamster.
If I have my hamster?
Yeah.
I do not have.
Okay, I'll let him know.
Okay, that's good. Also, tomorrow night at Improv Asylum, the After the Main Stage show, Jeremy Brothers, Ryan Gall, and Norm Lavalette are doing a show called And Other Uncomfortable Holiday Moments. They're all veterans. Norm Lavalette's actually one of the owners of Improv Asylum. Ryan Gall has been out in L.A. for a while, and Jeremy Brothers is one of the most consistent players that Improv Asylum has had, and they're going to be doing a late show at 10 o'clock. The show is free with your paid admission to the 8 p.m. show, or $5 if you didn't go to the 8 p.m. show.
Nice. So buy one show, get one free. You don't get much of that this time of year.
They do that fairly often with the 10 o'clock show out there. And the only other show to mention at the moment is the comedy studio holiday show.
Yeah, but are we letting the unwashed masses into that?
Yeah, well, the show is going to be the show is general sale.
That's true.
Anything for and I don't think that. Anything can keep you from hanging around the second floor.
Now, but we've got to put the caution on this, because you're like, oh, there's a Christmas show at the comedy studio. This is not a show that you bring the children to. Okay?
No.
This is the raunchiest Christmas show that takes place in the city of Boston every year, and the Walsh brothers are involved in this, so who knows what's going to happen.
Yeah, they're actually hosting. Tony V is headlining. And they also Kelly McFarlane will be at that. Tim McIntyre, Sean Sullivan, run out of Cutco. Zach Sherwin, a.k.a. MC Mr. Napkins, one of his several farewell appearances before he goes off to Los Angeles.
Yeah, I think he's trying to. I think he's trying to break my record now at this point.
I was just going to say.
Yeah.
He's got 70 or 80 farewell shows.
And let's hope with the Walsh Brothers hosting that Dave Chappelle is nowhere near the Harvard Square area. Otherwise, he'll be doing a 2.5-hour set and nobody else will get to go on.
Yes, if he decides to drop by, and then the studio, of course, will fire the Walsh Brothers.
Yes.
Because we have to turn the Hong Kong back over to the Chinese.
Not on Sunday night, we don't. We get
for
to keep
Fight
it.
Club.
For Fight Club. That's right. And I think there's something that might be worth watching on TV later tonight, isn't there?
Yes, Mike Kaplan on the Tonight Show. Making his debut there.
And he's going on first, isn't he? Isn't he up like before the monologue? Or, no, he's on at the end of the show, isn't he?
That's usually when the comics go on.
So around 12:10, 12:15, you want to turn your TV on and catch Mr. Mike Kaplan, who, it is worth pointing out, a mere 5 years ago was sitting in this radio studio with
this
Paul and I as one of the Mercurial radio players.
That's true.
But not too long before that, he was just doing his own shows over at Club Passim, doing music and comedy, and recorded his first CD over there, Open Mic Night.
Yeah.
He's come a long, long way since then.
So one of our old compatriots is hanging out with Conan tonight. He's going to be on national TV. So you can check that out tonight. Excellent. Nick, what's the website in case people want to know more about all this stuff?
www.funnygrownhere.com.
Excellent. We will talk to you next week, sir.
Okay, I'll talk to you then.
Have a good one.
You too, thanks.
Nick Zeno, Boston Comedy Reporter, www.funnygrownhere.com is the blog. I think he said some nice things about you, Mr. Robbie.
What, during that phone call?
No, I mean just in general, like, you know, every time.
We always
plug your stuff when it's going on. We always plug Tony when he's got something going on too. So, you know, you guys certainly rank among our favorite local acts.
Oh, thank you.
So
Wow!
I don't know,
and I say that I say that in all sincerity. Paul's got some crap show going on Wednesday nights this month too, don't you?
Dr. Otis's Birch Branch for, radio show,
which is happening at Improv Boston.
Improv Boston, not this Wednesday, unfortunately,
because you're here, which is why this was even possible.
But next Wednesday, and then the Wednesday after that is half hour Billy Bob explaining the true meaning of Christmas. Because they wouldn't let him do it before Christmas.
WMFO.
WMFO.
Yeah, still looking.
I
have anal nitrates and pornography.
third call from our Jethro Tull friend tonight.
Yeah, I knew that song was
play
good.
Play some Jethro Tull.
Third.
Right,
you know why?
Let's get going.
Because Chris Earle played some Jethro Tull last hour. Going to kill him.
Jethro.
Paul, are you up first in this? I don't think you are. No, my friend.
No, you closed
You're
off
not.
That inning, soldier.
You went you went first last time, so I believe
real good.
you got pulled out in the middle of the inning. It should have been.
It's my show from here on out, isn't it?
I believe this one goes to me. And let's
is there a penalty box for this.
Let me see if I can win the judges back with this festive selection from Richard Cheese.
Christmas in Las Vegas. Decorate your tree with chips. Let's roll a yo beneath the mistletoe while that angel strips. Rudolph sold the sled, now he's betting on red in a casino made out of gingerbread. Christmas in Las Vegas, it's a trip. The wise men are rolling sevens. The elves are doubling down. Light a candle and pull the handle. I love that jingling sound. Every showgirl and boy ride in a sleigh of joy, pulled by eight tiny tigers eating Siegfried and Roy. Christmas in Las Vegas, what a town. Santa brought me two aces. I wonder if I should split. Hey, waitress, bring me a drink while I think. What would Jesus hit? The strip lights are all twinkling. There's no room at the inn. But because 'tis the season, They'll comp a suite for Mary at the Wynn. Christmas in Las Vegas, it's Bethlehem with bling. Let's hope the dealer brings four newborn kings, 'cause my baby needs a brand new pair of five golden rings. Christmas in Las Vegas really swings. Cha-cha-cha-ching. I said Christmas in Las Vegas really swings.
Yo, yo, yo.
You said it, Santa. Merry Christmas, everybody. Thank you. Good night.
Bells ring and I'm listening, but I'm turning and fisting, 'cause I'm itching up here and I'm scratching down there. I'm a walking in my winter underwear. Now the front is all battered and the back is all tattered, but when I'm cold to the core, I crawl through the trap door and up into my winter underwear. Well, I don't care if it rains or snows or freezes, I am so warm, I just don't give a hoot. I put on all the stockings I can locate, then I wear two pair of trousers with my suit. But when I start to perspire, yeah, then it sets me on fire, because I'm itching up here and then I'm scratching down there. I'm a-walking in my winter underwear. Winter snow is white and glistening, but I'm turning and twisting. I got the scratch a little here, I got the scratch a little there, when I'm walking in my winter underwear. I put my bathing suit heavy in mothballs, now I got to duck the snowballs. Then I can't scratch my back, I throw myself all aback, when I'm walking in my winter underwear. For rain and snow and ice, I do not worry. When winter comes, I do not give a hoot. My coat and hat and earmuffs keep me cozy, and then I wear two pair of trousers with my suit. But when it comes to other clothing, then the thing that I am loathing is when my face turns blue and contortions I go through, walking in my winter underwear. I got 'em at Nordstrom's. Boy, there's a bunch of Swedes that is making it big, you guys. Here we go. Walking in my winter underwear.
Merry Christmas from the IKEA Corporation and Stan Borson with Walking in My Winter Underwear. And before that, Richard Cheese with Christmas in Las Vegas. Robbie, you are first to go on this round. This was round four.
The last guy, whoever picked him, he was a straight shooter. I have to go with him. I mean, once again, we're talking about payoffs, and that guy was just throwing heat from the first inning. You know, he's in his underwear, he's pissing blood. It's just, I don't know if he was, but I mean, that's the imagery that just his whole dialect and, you know, vernacular he was speaking in conjured up in my head. But whatever you were throwing out there, I mean, this is literally not as much as Paul winning as you losing right now. Like, you're throwing out, and these are the middle innings. Like, what? This should be the power lineup.
How can you not like Richard Cheese would be my question.
No
for you.
Payoff. I mean, that's what I'm looking for in these. It's
that
just
whole
a bunch
song
of
song is payoff.
It's just blackjack in your windows. This guy's in his underwear scratching his ass in the snow. I mean, that's out there in the first line. You know, he's like, I'm pissing blood. I'm a crazy homeless guy. And then you got this other guy who just sat there for a half hour. Double down, blackjack Santa. I mean, I could write that in my sleep, but this other guy sounded old. He sounded angry. He's peeing blood. He's angry.
You had a really sad childhood, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Is that why you hate Christmas?
My dad stripped me down in my underwear and dressed up as Santa, and I'm not joking about this, and made my mom take pictures while he said I wasn't good enough when I was 7 and 8. I know that doesn't sound like, oh, ha-ha, I got the pictures.
See?
I hate Christmas.
See? Now we're getting down to some truth here.
Yeah.
Now we're getting down to some truth.
Well,
all right.
Well, then,
thank you for sharing.
Pick your selections knowingly. You know, I mean, now that you have this information, maybe, but seriously, Double up Santa. It doesn't work.
It's a great freaking song. Blood.
I can't get it up in a condom. This other guy is crazy. Did he say any of that?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Paraphrasing.
Tony?
I like Richard Cheese. And, you know, there are songs that you love to hear more, you know, over and over again. Unfortunately, Derek, that wasn't one of them.
I just wanted to do that.
This is the second bad outing in a row.
Yeah.
Wow.
You might have to go to the bullpen, Derek. But, I mean, I'm with Robbie with the clever gambling references. Yeah, Bethlehem with bling. Blah.
I didn't even hear that one.
Yeah,
but that other guy.
The other guy.
Pissing blood, I'm farting.
He pooped on socks he could locate. I'm like,
I didn't even hear that.
He had me. When he said that, I'm like, that's boom.
He poops on the socks.
He poops on all the socks he can locate. Like he's walking around crapping on everyone's sock in the house. Hey, who pooped on my sock?
Oh, it's so on so many levels.
Grandpappy Sven.
Oh my God! If I even
that's my substitution.
I didn't even hear that.
Paul Day.
There's no substitutions.
I just didn't get it on that one.
Oh, okay. I
just didn't get it on that one.
My vote's for Paul Day on that.
That's cool.
We have five people in cyberspace.
All right, so we got
listening. So
some of the songs.
Alex Peswald. I can't see anymore. Pavel, Ilsa, and Kat.
Kat sounds like a female.
She is.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
So we got Paul up two rounds to nothing at this point.
Oh, Johnny Bitterpants.
And I tell you something. You guys are really pushing me tempting me to break out the awful, awful Billy Idol Christmas song.
Why would you play an awful? Well, I'm sorry. Why am I even asking?
Because I think it's exactly
what he's been doing the last two innings.
Because I think it's exactly the kind of thing
that matter right there.
I think it's exactly the kind of thing that you guys will love, even though it makes my skin crawl to listen to it. So
might as well
give it some playing time. You know, it's just pulling out the middle reliever now. We got Ramirez in pitching.
I mean, that's
this game's already been given up.
I'm not gonna torment an audience with it because it's wrong on so many levels. It's wrong on so many levels. Okay, this is what I'm looking for. So let's try this. See if I think Robbie's going to like this one. If I know,
wait, Paul goes first this time.
Oh, is this you?
Oh, someone's out of that game. Call timeout, you are, Chris Webber.
You are correct. You are correct. I'm sorry. I'm getting ahead. Hey, you know what? All you got to do is sit there.
Me?
Some of us actually have to work on this show. All right.
I work
some
on
of us,
it. I
some of us don't
blast.
Have the luxury of just sitting around and being like, oh, yeah, hey, you're out of order, man.
I promoted this show all week on the Kevich board.
Nice. No.
In my boxers.
No, you didn't.
I did.
When?
You just didn't see. I wasn't posting on the topic you made, which would have been stupid, but it was like Shane Moss was like, name my new album. I was like, no, this Wednesday night, Derek Geary's throwing fastballs.
I must have missed all of those posts.
Oh, my God. I'll bring them up later tonight.
You must have a level of access that I don't have because I never see any of that.
Well,
anyway,
I know the guy who runs the board. I can get secret access.
See? Nice. All right, so we are up to round five. Paul's up to two tie rounds, so it's 2-0 at this point.
Which means if he wins this run, well, let's be honest. I mean, we could take the rest of the night off and play some, cranberries or feist. Just take the night off and play some feist.
We could put on the Jethro Tull live album and go home and have one very, very happy listener in Revere.
All of us together?
Yeah.
In one car?
Yeah. We could all just leave.
We could play that song.
Put on Tull and walk out the door.
Piss and blood. I want to hear that one again.
I'll have Joel come in and do the bumpers.
On the park bench. I little elves with bad intent.
These guys.
All right, you guys are officially out of control, so let's head over to this. Bum beat up a bum beat up a bum beat up a beat up a beat up a bum beat up a bum beat up a bum beat up a beat up a beat up a bum beat up a bum beat up a beat up a beat up a bum beat up a bum beat up a beat up a beat up a bum beat up a bum beat up a beat up a beat up a bum beat up a bum beat up a beat up a beat up a bum
then you can both get drunk, go beat up a bum. We'll find some other punk who'll beat up a bum. Beat up a bum. Beat up a bum. Beat up a bum. So I kicked his ass. I beat up a bum. Beat up a bum. Beat up a beat up a beat up a beat up my chum. Beat up a bum. Beat up a beat up a beat up a bum. Beat up a bum. Beat up a bum. Beat up a beat up a beat up a bum. Beat up a bum. Beat up a bum. Beat up a beat up a beat up a.
Why are we alone? I've got so much to give to you. For the holidays, can I come back?
Another Yuletide surprise comes into the show is Paul Day with his original composition, Bum Fight Christmas, and that was the 8-Bit Peoples with Let It Snow from the 8
Robbie,
Bits of Christmas.
No, no.
Are you sure?
Oh, look at...
There's a little bit left.
Nope.
Look at this. Bribery. Bribery
no,
now.
Yeah, it's swill.
You've been bugging me about having some of my coffee.
How would you like some warm coffee-flavored spit, Robbie?
Yeah.
Because that's what Paul's selling right now.
I can spit in it some more if you want.
I don't want it
okay,
now.
Just asking.
Tony. You were first up on this
all
one.
All right, let's do another baseball analogy here. Derek, he walked the bases loaded.
Yep.
And Big Poppy... is up to play.
Oh.
Or maybe someone more
Jason Bay.
Someone who can
let's
hit.
Let's go A-Rod, yeah.
A-Rod.
Someone
ooh.
Who can
and,
hey, come on. I got to go on what happened last season, man.
And he grounds out to the shortstop.
Oh.
Out of the inning. I liked it.
Wow.
I'm going with you.
Oh.
I'm going with you on this one.
That was Paul's own song. Uh-oh.
I know. It was very. Uh-oh. I liked it because it was very cheery. It kind of brought back memories of, you know, I'm an arcade guy. You know, so I
thought
it was
pajamas,
cool. I like
that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I liked your tune, too. It was very. I laughed, but I just think it was the mood of his selection that, you know. Yours wasn't douchey. It was very very well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, very creative.
Yeah.
But I'm going to ask Derek's.
You know how much time I put into that song?
I don't know. 15 minutes?
A whole lot.
Yeah. Mm. No. It was. I like both things, but Derek's was just a little struck the heart more for me.
Robbie?
I have to go with Derek, too. I mean, it just was a matter of... it was cheerful. It was fun. It was video gamey. The bum fight was great, but it was very disturbing. The bum bum. It was very sexual.
It was beat up a bum.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I understand what was going on, but it was just the tone of like the bum 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 bum. It was very sexual. And I don't know if you were going for that, but that's what it was going through my ears. And I didn't want to be in that place. I wanted to be in a happy little video game place, and that's what Derek gave me. And yeah, I mean,
I understand.
That was fun.
Yeah. That's a band called the 8-Bit Peoples, by the way. You can find their stuff.
What do you want to be, in the middle of a bum fight or in an arcade?
They got a whole album that they did of Christmas songs like this.
Yeah.
Which is, and that to me, that was my favorite track off of the album. Really good stuff. It's like Christmas in Mario Land.
Mm-hmm.
So I just can I just ask the judges a question?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so so basically what you're saying is a labor of love trumps a prepackaged gift.
Well, we don't know how much love was put into it on our end. In our ears.
Do you know how much Mario those guys had to play to make that song? That was a labor of love, too.
I think it was programmed.
No, those are actual sounds from 8-bit video games.
Yeah.
That's the whole...
No need to get to asking the question. I'm just
maybe we
Paul,
just have
you
to
didn't win that round. Come on,
I'm not. We have to. I'm not trying to get greedy.
Maybe we just have to hear it on a car stereo to get the nuances. Yeah. You know, maybe it's just the wrong.
For the record, Paul, I thought it was very nice.
Wrong speakers.
Excellent work.
Thank you.
Excellent work. And it will be a part of my Christmas Eve show this year. So, there we go.
There's another spin. You better be on BMI.
Taking that CD with me.
You take that CD with me
because that's going on the Christmas playlist. Christmas Eve, by the way, 6 to midnight, I'm going to be behind this console playing Christmas music all night long. I usually leave the really cynical stuff out so that we can have a merry, happy, kind of fun, jovial Christmas. But I always do manage to get the Christmas Dragnet episode in there. Have you ever heard that one, Paul?
No.
About a kid who shoots his playmate and kills him because his dad got him a gun for Christmas and he got the gun early and accidentally shot the kid.
It's a
holiday classic, just dripping with holiday cheer.
So it's like the dark side of a Christmas story.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
It's an old Dragnet radio episode. We are on to round. It is now 2-1. We are on to round number 6. And I think I get to go first on this one. I wanted to acknowledge this year a rather significant passing. I'll get to it right after I start this.
No, I think it might be a caller.
Oh, it might be an actual caller. Okay, so we will do that. WMFO, you're on the air.
Hi. Is Paul there?
Yeah, he's here.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi. I just heard that last Christmas song, and I mean... See, my dad just lost his job, and just hearing it, it just gave me so much hope.
Wow.
And it's my new favorite Christmas song. I'm going to listen to it every Christmas, and it's just so hard right now, you know? And hearing that song,
She's crying. She's excited.
Life. So
yeah, I'm really
I just
want
to
thank
dad.
You.
Are you sure she's sad? She sounds very excited.
Remember what you said about the bum thing, Robbie?
Yeah.
Tony, I think you've got some words that can help everybody who's who's feeling a little rough this holiday season.
You know,
you'll be back.
Yeah.
You'll be all right.
You'll be back next year. Back.
It's going to be okay.
Buckle up.
Tony's words of inspiration, I think, might help you get through this.
What's your name, hon?
Your name. What's your name?
My name?
Yeah, making up one right now.
She's asking her friend.
She's distraught. Well, her dad lost her job.
I did not rehearse this with my improv troupe to figure out a name this quick.
I don't want
to. I can't think as
fast.
Okay.
No.
It's all right. We're not going to mock the afflicted. But Tony,
we're gonna.
Your dad will be back.
Yeah, we're gonna go. We're gonna go into another song. Yeah,
you guys are really mean. You just brought up all this hope, and then you just crushed it because I don't feel comfortable telling my name to the whole entire radio.
The accent changed too. Yeah. There,
it's okay.
Now you're gonna be Texas.
You know what? We're gonna play a song, and if you stay on the air, little girl. We'll find your daddy a job, okay?
We'll find your daddy.
Okay?
Stop lying to me.
No. Seriously.
And if not, we'll get your address off the air.
Yeah.
And we're having Tony Moschetto make up some inspirational plaques. What's that phrase again, Tony?
You'll be back.
We're going to have some inspirational "You'll be back" plaques made up, and we're going to get one of those out to you, just to inspire you throughout this coming year.
You're going
to
say that to everybody.
Well, I really appreciate your sarcasm. I'm going to go sit in the corner now. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
See ya. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Gosh darn it! You try and do nice things for the listeners,
nice job there.
And now what? We're going to get an inspirational plaque out there.
Yeah.
I don't know how this always falls on me. I don't know why this. I'm just trying to spread a little joy and love.
A lot of people have a problem telling their name.
Yeah, I mean, I understand. You know, some people just don't want to do that on the air. It's understandable. There might be stalkers listening.
Like no one's gonna. Yeah,
there might be stalkers listening, and the next thing you know, they know you're in the listening area, so they're driving around five communities trying to figure out where you live.
If you call any real radio station, like that, you have to give your name if you're a caller. Hey, so and so, you're on the air. That's what they do. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Yeah, my name's Joe. I'm calling from Quincy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all you
It should
need.
Be like this, too, at this station.
You can make something up.
Yeah.
You know?
What's your name?
Mr. X.
She does a good impression of
Don't
her.
Don't be sarcastic.
I like that. That. He nails the essence of her.
Anyway, this, and why does this keep, why do you keep doing this?
I can listen to this. Keep screwing up the iPod. I'll listen to Tony.
See.
This guy's just weaving his gold over here.
It is. So,
hey, how you doing?
It's okay. You'll be back.
He just invented a new character. It's good.
So we're up to round six, and I wanted to acknowledge a major event that happened in the music industry this year. Of course, Michael Jackson passed away this year.
Oh.
And what, really? I mean, this is tribute time with me playing this song.
Because
this is like, you know, the Jackson 5 actually put out an excellent Christmas album that never gets any airplay anymore. So as we remember...
That's because he's a pedophile. So.
He was 8 when he did this,
Sit
or
on my
10.
Lap.
So as we remember...
Can you be a pedophile that young?
No, he wasn't.
Oh, you can always be one. It's inside you, guy. It's in your heart.
That's actually age appropriate at that age. But as we remember Michael Jackson and all of his many, many contributions to the world, let's look back on happier times for Michael and the Jackson 5.
Yeah.
Jolly happy soul, with a corn cob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale they say. He was made of snow, but the kids all know how he came to life one day.
There must been some magic here that old Sylph had they found.
For when they placed it on his head,
he began to dance around.
Frosty the Snowman
was as alive as he could be,
and the kids all say he could laugh and play just the same as.
For man's sins,
Remembering Susan Atkins this holiday season with the Reverend Glenn Armstrong, Even Squeaky Fromm Loves Christmas. And before that, remembering Michael Jackson with the Jackson 5's version of Frosty the Snowman. Michael really singing the hell out of them thumpity thump thumps at the end of that song. Who went first last? Robbie, I think it's you. Is it? Yeah, I think it's Robbie.
Is that at the end of that second song? Is that part of the song, I Got Christmas on My Fingers?
Yes,
it is.
Ooh, this is tough. Christmas, because the rest of the song sucked.
That was a major selling point. That's like Roddy Hodder from Slade screaming "It's Christmas" at the end of "Merry Christmas, Everybody."
I got Christmas on my fingers. Or the Jacksons. I mean, that's pretty much what it's against, because the rest of that, I can't remember anything from it. I'm going to have to go with the Jacksons.
All right.
But so it was close, because that was such a good line. I got Christmas on my fingers.
T-Moss?
Yeah, I like that line, too. I get, you know, and that was one of the things, like, oh, that made it cool. But,
yeah.
But, yeah, the rest of the song.
You still have to deal with a really crappy.
Yeah.
I like to go with baseball references. A real crap 1 through 8 in the order. And sure, the catcher at 9 had some pop, but.
That's like, you know, what's a good team? What's his name? Fielder. With Milwaukee.
Oh, Prince Fielder. Yeah.
Oh, Prince Fielder. Yeah.
One good guy can thump it out.
Yeah. But the rest of the team is just crap.
And one of the things I judge a Christmas song is if you could listen to it more than once.
Yeah, good call. Oh, right? Sorry.
No, it's all right. And definitely the Jacksons, I can hear that song, you know, more than once. So I'm going to go with
that. I mean,
Derek.
If the whole song was like, I got Christmas on my fingers.
Yeah.
I got a whole bunch of Christmas on these fingers. Smell this. If it was something like that, then it would have been more even.
With some really thin acoustic guitar and a prison riot going on in the background would be like the ultimate Christmas song right there.
Crazy Christmas on my fingers.
We could get behind that. 100%.
And his voice
more
almost.
More prison Christmas songs. Okay.
Right. Christmas Eve prison riot would be, that's the song that I'm challenging someone to write for this show next year. Christmas Eve prison riot.
We got a Christmas song.
And we will, I've actually got Christmas in Allston.
Yes.
Sitting on this iPod
version?
Over here. The version that you recorded here.
Oh, wow.
On this show many years ago.
I did?
Yeah. Yeah, it was you and Nick and Pete.
Oh, so they played too?
Yeah.
So they're going to get royalties?
Yeah, I don't know. Do they get royalties?
Yeah.
I could just...
Rob, this is Pete, man. I heard you. They played a song of ours last night. Where's my 20 cents?
I could just log it as being by somebody else.
Yeah, a girl.
You know? So we'll keep that
put
in mind.
Put it under the
Christmas
Dresden Dolls.
It is 8:38. This is WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. On the Town with Mikey D is coming up at 9 o'clock tonight. I believe I see a live band setting up over in the next studio. So you get a little live music tonight. Until then.
Oh, my God. That looks like Awakening Stick in the next room. That's amazing.
It is. Is it Awakening Stick in the next room?
I'm not even looking. Do you see a window in front of me?
I see a bassoon.
I think I see several members of Band Camaro over there.
Wow.
And a couple of the cars. And
there are a couple left. A lot of them went down.
And there appears to be a Pixies reunion taking place as well. So this is going to be a great night. For On the Town with Mikey D. In the meantime, before we get to the next round, let me make us compliant, as it were, with our friends over at the FCC.
Hi, I'm John
mercury
Goodman.
Mercury in the trash. Don't put mercury in the trash. Fluorescent lamps.
Fluorescent lamps.
Thermometers.
Thermometers.
Thermostats.
Thermostats.
Button batteries.
Button batteries.
These could all contain mercury, so let's dispose of them properly.
Don't put mercury in the trash. Don't put mercury in the trash.
Know your products with mercury, so you can dispose of them properly.
Mercury is harmful to your health and the environment. To learn what products in your home may contain mercury and where to dispose of them, contact your local health department or visit keepmercuryfromrising.org. Brought to you by Wheelabrator Technologies and Covanta Energy, the people who convert your trash into clean, renewable electricity.
Know your products with mercury, so you can dispose of them properly.
KeepMercuryFromRising.org.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney on behalf of RAD. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you. Yes, I'm gonna
be a star. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Choo-choo trains for Christmas Eve this year. Just the kind I asked him for, so pretty I could cheer. I hurried down the stairs before the sun was in the sky. But Daddy got there first so I can kiss my trains goodbye. Santa brought me choo-choo trains, it made me oh so glad. But I can't get to play with them, I can't get rid of Dad. He hasn't let the trains alone since Santa brought them here. I wish he'd let me play, but there is little chance, I fear. I asked for trains, I begged for trains, but Daddy just shook his head. Now Santa brought them just for me, but Daddy runs them instead. Santa brought me choo-choo trains, but Daddy's having fun. Wish that he would leave them for a minute, only one. 'Cause when he goes and leave them, and the coast is finally clear, I'll run my trains at Santa Broad on Christmas Eve this year. Oh, look, Daddy!
Well, what do you know? A beautiful set of trains.
Gee, Dad, I can hug it.
Hold it, Junior. I'll open the package for you. Boy, oh boy, look at these swell tracks.
Here, let me in.
Now, Junior, down, boy, down. Let your old dad put them together for you.
Gee, Dad, you're doing it backwards.
And look at this locomotive. Never had them like this when I was a boy. And this whistle. Hey, pretty clever, huh? In this railroad station, just like the real thing.
Couldn't I flip?
Hey, look at this transformer. I'll just connect it like this.
What a mess he made of things. The tracks were all wrong somehow. The engine ran off on the rug and tore around like a plow. Mommy came right in and grabbed my daddy by the ear. She said, "The train is Junior's and you better disappear." So there he goes, he's leaving now. The coast is finally clear to run my train that Santa brought on Christmas Eve this year. Oh, boy! Look out, everybody! Here comes my choo-choo train! Oh, well. I guess Daddy always did want an extra doorway in the living room.
Don't care who you are, old fat, so get those reindeer off the roof. Don't care who you are, old fat, so get those reindeer off the roof. No, you can't fool me because there ain't no Santa Claus. There ain't no Santa Claus, and I got proof.
There was a little fellow who just wouldn't believe there really was a Santa Claus even on Christmas Eve. And when one Christmas Eve he heard a clatter overhead, he opened up his window wide and this is what he said.
Don't care who you are, old fat, so get those reindeer off the roof. Don't care who you are, old fat, so get those reindeer off the roof. No, you can't fool me because
brought him a big bag full of toys, enough of Christmas presents for a dozen little boys, some choo-choo trains and cowboys and a whole Apache fry. The boy looked up and said,
"Oh no, I ain't taking no bribe. Don't care who you are, old fat, so get those reindeer off the roof. Don't care who you are, old fat, so get those reindeer off the roof. No, you can't."
Came around and brought a favorite toy to everybody but a certain unbelieving boy.
The moral of the story is so very sad but true. If you don't believe in Santa Claus, he won't believe in you. Don't care who you are, young fella, keep those reindeer on the roof. Don't care who you are, young fella, keep those reindeer on the roof. Oh, you fool, no one, because there is a Santa Claus.
There is a Santa Claus, and I got
through. Now, that was an interesting little pairing there. We had two songs with kind of a minor celebrity connection to them. We had Spike Jonze and his City Slickers, Santa Brought Me a Choo-Choo, Santa Brought Me Choo-Choo Trains for Christmas, featuring Thurl Ravenscroft, who is better known as the voice of Tony the Tiger, playing Santa Claus. And we just heard Augie Rios, who is best known for Mama Donde Esta Santa Claus. That was the B-side of that single called Ol' Fatso.
Ol' Fatso.
Ol' Fatso. And Tony, it is your turn to go first on this round.
I thought they were both very good songs.
All right.
I have to agree, right?
Yeah.
I thought, you know, those are songs I probably listened to more than once.
Wow.
Yep. Both of them. So this is a toughie. What it came down to was the underlying family situation in both songs. Okay, you had Derek's choice about this kid. You know, I have proof to Santa Claus. Like, this seems like everything's good in his life. You know what I mean? His good two parents.
Yeah.
And, you know, they provide for him, and he has this time to kind of be creative and do his thing.
Norman Rockwell kind of Christmas image.
The other kid, his dad's a douche.
Is that the?
He's probably drinking and he's playing with his toys, right? And then mom has to kick him out of the house so the kid can play with his stuff. I think there's a restraining order ahead in these people's lives. So that's closer to my situation in my life, and that's what I brought to heart. So I'm going to go with that. Paul's choice.
Wow.
I'm really happy that I was able to kind of evoke your horrible childhood for you.
I thought, yeah, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
The second song, was that a chick or a guy singing?
I think he was 10 years old when he recorded that.
So it was a guy.
So it's a guy, yeah.
I'm going to go with the first one, then. And I'll tell you why, because
it's a guy.
I don't know. When I thought it was a girl singing, I was like, wow, this is like a Cyndi Lauper, girl with a lot of spunk, like, yeah, yeah, singing. But now that I think it's like this little Wayne Newton, like, you know, gender-bending, like, young man who's like this very pompous, like, my son can sing a wonderful Christmas either. And yeah. But if it was like that chick, you remember Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, the one they played in Home Alone?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that chick, if they got her to sing that song, that would have been great, and I would have voted for it. But it just sounded like this obnoxious, fat Wayne Newton little kid who just, I didn't like that. I don't even remember what the first song was about, but like whatever it is, that's the one that did it for me, and I'll stand behind that.
So
lips are dry.
So there we go. No Augie Rios. Not making any new fans tonight.
Yeah, the kid's name's Augie?
Yeah. He's Spanish. He's Spanish.
What a dick. Augie.
Wow. You know, there's just no respect for foreign cultures around here.
You're like the kid
among
from
other things.
Well, the Golden Ticket. Who's the fat one who everybody who bugged? Remember that, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? Augustus.
Augustus
Gloop. That's what I think of when I hear that kid singing. Big old fat Wayne Newton type.
Gender bender.
With a fanny pack and big sweatpants and ugly socks.
Looking like a chick.
Yeah, looking like a chick. Like very Wayne Newton gender bending. They put a lot of makeup on him. You want to believe it's a chick, but it's a penis.
Hey,
big old penis.
Check out my
there.
Son's voice.
The RuPaul of Christmas, is that? Very RuPaul.
So whoever, I don't know, had that first song, whatever it was, won.
All right, I'll tell you what, you know, my finger is literally hovering over the Billy Idol song right now. Just to
well,
give
you got 11 minutes.
Just to give you people exactly what you want, because
I mean,
let me tell you something.
You better speed it up
let
now,
me tell you something.
You got a band in the next room. I think it's Blues Traveler.
It is.
That would be awesome.
There's no... Yeah, Blues Traveler...
Can they fit?
Actually, Blues Traveler said they will never play WMFO because John Popper heard what you guys said about him last Christmas. And
I got a fishing vest with 20 harmonicas.
He's not even... He won't even come back to Boston anymore. So, you know, I could cave in and give you guys exactly what you want, but I'm not going to do that because
I still,
despite your love of, like, fractured holiday, like, wrongheadedness.
Me?
I still have plenty of holiday spirit left, so I'm going to go with a little Lou Rawls to...
This could be the last round.
This could be the last round.
I think it's going to be. I don't want this...
And I'm pretty comfortable with this because this is one heck of a piece of Christmas music.
I like Billy Idol, though.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together, if the fate allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough. And have your
Christmas now. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Why don't you have yourself a merry little Christmas? Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are, as in golden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together. That's if the fates allow. Why don't you hang a shining star upon the highest bough? Have yourself a merry little Christmas now. Merry Christmas. Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
There we go. What was that? We just heard The High Tone Destroyers, What's the Deal with the Man in Red? And before that, Lou Rawls, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Jazz versus post-punk grunge assault, I guess would be a good way to describe that kind of music. If I was writing for the noise or...
Do you know why they call it jazz?
No, why do they call it jazz?
Because the word crap was already...
Because jazz sucks. That's what he says. I like jazz. I'm not sure. People have tried to get me into it. I'm on the fence.
You guys are both...
Don't put me in that group. I didn't say it's crap.
Paul Day is a Philistine, but we knew that anyway. Really, really is. I rescind that offer I just made in a... I rescind that offer I just made in a moment of holiday weakness to let you come back and co-host the show again. So, Robbie, you got the first pick here.
Yeah, I am.
And for those of you keeping score at home, Paul is up by one round at this point.
Is he?
Yes, after seven.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, why did you go soft at the end?
Because I knew we were coming to the end of the show, right?
Okay.
Every year, I mean, we try and get some edgy, nasty stuff in there. And it's just like, you know what? That Lou Rawls song, let me say one thing here. Everything that I've played tonight is on heavy... Everything I've played tonight is in heavy rotation on my iPod. This is stuff that I actually listen
to.
Yeah. I don't just go on the web and see, like, what can I get that'll freak people out. Like, I actually listen to this music, even the song about the Christmas tree that you guys hate, all right? I get sentimental at this time of year. You could get near the microphone and the audience could hear you.
Oh, wow. It's getting ugly now.
I get sentimental at this time of year. And that Lou Rawls song, just really, with the year that we've just had, is just one of those songs that sums up 2009 for me.
Why? What does he say that sums it up?
It's just, it's a song that's like, hey, you know what?
Okay.
Let's have a nice year. You know, let's be together. Let's be happy that we're together. And let's try and enjoy the season.
That song. Have a Merry Little Christmas. No!
No. I had two goddamn 08s in a row. I don't want to friggin' lie to people. Let's pull it together and have a good Christmas. I'm going to be sitting in my room doing weed, eating Pop-Tarts by myself on Christmas.
Yeah.
Do I need Lou Rawls to candy coat it for me so I can be sugar-coated when I'm by myself Christmas? No!
Tony, I think we desperately need your inspirational message for this holiday season.
I didn't even finish voting.
Robbie needs it.
You had two 08s in a row?
Yeah.
You'll be back.
There you go. We're going to have plaques made up for this holiday season. You'll be back on.
Worry about it.
All right, but in all honesty, I'm going to have to go with Lou Rawls. I mean, I'm very excited. I couldn't understand anything those kids were saying during the second song. I don't know if it was about Christmas.
You enunciate so well.
What? Lou Rawls or me?
You.
And what? Right now?
No, but just in general, and you're just
is that how I sound?
No,
I'm a human being.
Look
at Cinderella poopy pants over here. Oh, he comes out at the last minute.
That's the sound of Paul's bitterness right there is what that is.
Wow. Wow, I just try to vote, and this is like Pakistan, where I have to be interrogated in the voting line. Oh, you just voted for Derek? Oh, let me make fun of you.
Were you singing your song there? Because that's what it sounded like to me.
Oh.
Lou Rawls, you can understand what he's saying.
Lou Rawls like went totally off melody and not in a good way.
Lou Rawls had a Muppet based on him, which is more than your guys can say.
Yeah. Take that, Paul.
Silence.
Mm. Okay. Tony?
You want my turn?
I feel really awkward now.
Paul's song...
Oh. Look out.
Great beginning.
What?
And it lost me after that. Five seconds in. So I'm going to go with Lou Rawls.
Oh, whoa! Hey, it's time!
After eight rounds and 5 years, we were still tied.
We're still tied.
Still tied.
It goes forever.
Do this again?
So it looks like with the decade coming to an end, the rivalry continues.
Oh, my.
And we're going to have to be back next year.
So I think Paul blew it.
Yeah.
He was Papelbon, man. You had the
all you had to do was get a band in there that spoke English articulately over.
You know, I'm a risk taker. I'm a risk taker.
All right.
I'm a risk taker.
I will.
It is
fourth and two. You should have punted.
It is 9:02. We got All the Town with Mikey D coming up in just a couple of minutes before we get over them. Robbie, thank you.
Thank you
for being here again. Yeah. Tony, thank you for being here
again. Thanks for the truffles, too, man.
Yeah, all day. Thank you. A pleasure.
Derek Carey.
As always.
Yeah.
Let's do this. Let's do this again next year. We'll be back in. We'll be back in about 365 days next Christmas, and maybe we will finally have a winner.
Probably not.
And we're going to leave you tonight with a little bit of offbeat Christmas music. Yes. This is from the album Rubber Band Christmas. You and I both own this.
Yes.
Great album. These are Christmas carols played entirely on Rubber Band.
Wow.
Nothing
so
better.
Here is Rubber to the World. Remember to wrap that gift before you give it to her this Christmas, everybody. Mm. And Tony, you want to leave us with a few inspirational words as we sign off?
Yeah, if things seem grim and you've had a bad year, don't worry about it. You'll be back.
Merry Christmas, everyone.